All good streaks come to an end. The Cochrane Cobras football team suffered their first defeat in a Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA, championship game since 2014 on October 28, falling 38-20 to the George McDougall Mustangs. The result marked Cochrane's first loss of 2022, and just their second defeat to another RVSA team since 2014. Cobras head coach Rob McNabb said a slow start against George McDougall was the Cobras' detriment on Friday. The Mustangs opened the scoring with a touchdown after pinning Cochrane deep in their half, and the visitors took control of the game from there. "We started out as we usually do, slow," McNabb said. "That's a good football team over there. I think they beat us defensively, offensively, and probably on special teams too." George McDougall's return game is great. When we got pinned down by a mistake we made, we tried to dig ourselves out and it wasn't working. The Mustangs took their 7-0 lead into the second half and added 2 points early into the third quarter by forcing Cochrane to concede a safety. George McDougall then extended their lead to 23-0 with a pair of touchdowns before the end of the third quarter. "They came up with a great game plan and did a great job, so congratulations to them," McNabb said. The Airdrie team's inspired performance appeared to rattle Cochrane, as the usually dominant Cobras offense continued to concede far more fumbles, interceptions, and incomplete passes than usual. Down by 23 points with just 4 minutes remaining, George McDougall's fans likely felt they had the victory wrapped up. Refusing to call it quits, Cochrane was able to make a game of it with a pair of quick touchdowns on their next two possessions. Suddenly, it was 23-12 with less than 2 minutes left on the clock. But the Mustangs took the wind out of the Cobras' sails with another two touchdowns from star running back Paul Condon to make it 38-12. While Cochrane was able to tack on another consolation touchdown on the very last play of the game, followed by a successful two-point convert, the Mustangs players had already begun their celebrations on the sidelines. Though he said his players were keen to claim the RVSA banner this year, McNabb shrugged off the rare defeat. It was just the second time the Cobras had lost since falling to George McDougall in the 2014 RVSA final. Their only other loss in a competitive game since then had been to the Mustangs during the 2021 regular season. "There's probably not a person in this province that feels sorry for Cochrane High, so that's what I told our kids," McNabb said. "No one will feel sorry for us, so let's learn from what we did, leave it behind, and move on." For George McDougall, the upset ended an 8-year wait for the RVSA banner. The Airdronians' last division title came in 2014, a year they also overcame the Cobras in the division final. The Cobras had won the ensuing 6 RVSA titles since then. "It's a testament to the team we played," said Mustangs head coach Chris Glass. "Cochrane does great things and they're a great football team. It's an honor to keep playing them in games like this, but it's nice to be on the end of a win this time." Although the RVSA season is done until next year, the Cobras' 2022 season will continue in the form of a Tier 1 Alberta Schools Athletic Association, ASAA, provincial qualifier next week. Their zone's opponent will be the Foothills Composite Eagles of Okotoks. Differing from previous years, the Cobras are challenging for the Tier 1 provincial title this year, rather than Tier 3, which they have won for the last 8 years in a row. "We're going to now play until we lose or win the last one," McNabb said. "We've been fortunate to win the last one a lot, and that's where we're heading." With a shot at the Alberta Bowl in the weeks to come, Cochrane's head coach said he expects his players to rebound quickly from the disappointment of surrendering their division banner to George McDougall. "They're kids. Kids rebound really quick and we've taught them to have short memories," McNabb said. "You make a mistake on the field, you can't sit and dwell on it. You've got to get moving, so we're going to move. We'll be back at it Monday at practice to get ready for Foothills Comp."